I showed you a sugar hakdama to the sugya. It's not going to give the hakdama until you see the sugya a little bit, otherwise it's a waste of time. So it's a bir halacha in Shinyates Gimel, Sif Gimel. He has a brisa. How you follow? Meaning, shem in the oichlam moravin, bara echad miechad umaniach hasheni kerei lechol miyad. So you can do it's mutar lechol miyad, right? So oichlam b'tav psalus, it's for immediate use. It's mutar. So he brings over here a Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov has a general shaila in Berber that he doesn't understand. The person is bar selling him to alcohol. Why is he chayiv? It's a malachah and a sukkah lebufa. He's doing the ma'isa brera in the psalus. He doesn't want the psalus. He has no. He's going to throw the psalus away. He's going to have to use the psalus. He has no interest in the psalus. So the chayiv, at first glance, it should be a partial case of malachah and a sukkah lebufa. So why should he be chayiv? It's clear than more that selling him to alcohol is chayiv. That's the Yeshua's Yaakov's kash. So Yeshua's Yaakov says no. That your betzim, you have to understand that the malacha is that when a psalus and an oichel are mixed together, it creates that the oichel is not usable. So meila, when you take away the psalus from the oichel, you're doing a tikkun on the oichel. The mice of taking away the psalus is taka irrelevant. That's not the chizkaivus. The chizkaivus is the tikkun you did in the oichel. That's the chalagufa. So he says it comes out to restate what he's saying. Every case of barer always starts with a teruvus. Because if there's no teruvus, you're not being you're not selecting one thing from the other. But according to what Yeshua's Yaakov is saying, above and beyond the need for a teruvus, otherwise it's irrelevant to discuss barer. Without a teruvus, there's no chesaron in the oichel. And man, it's impossible to have a ma'aseh of brera because the definition of brera is a tikkun in the oichel. It calls mind, you don't have something else mixed into it, there's nothing wrong with the oichel. So you need teruvus for two reasons. Both of them are, one is because you can't discuss selecting if you don't have the act of separating two things out if not together. And bays, because if they're not together, there was never a chesaron in one of them, so what's the tikkun? The Yeshua's Yaakov goes weiter. And he says, in Cain, in a case of oichel and oichel, I'm going to have a problem. Because in the case of oichel and oichel, there's something wrong with the oichel. The fact that I have the two oichel together, I have apples, the apples are not a good marshal. I have the peanuts and I have cashews together. Right? There's something wrong with the peanuts, the fact that there are cashews there. Nothing wrong with the cashews, the fact that there's peanuts there. Even though right now I want one of the versus the other, but there's nothing wrong but etzim between the two of them. The chayav is malachah and a tikkun legufa. That's what the Yeshua's Yaakov comes out. In fact, we got a good one where it says, you're chayav, not a problem, because the Yehuda holds malachah and a tikkun legufa is chayav. In fact, the Rambam passing like that, it's also not a problem, because the Rambam passing malachah and a tikkun legufa is chayav. The Shulchan Aruch passing like that, it becomes more of a shayla, because it's a big deal in the Akronim. Is the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, malachah and a tikkun legufa is chayav, or like all other Rishayim, which malachah and a tikkun legufa is potter? So that's where the Yeshua's Yaakov ends his conversation. It's a fair question. No good answer to it. Okay. Comes along the beer lock up. He says it comes out that which was bringing down, if you'll accept that for a reason, it says although the Rishonim will pass the Moshe Hilgub as Potter, cannot be passing this dinner shame in the Eichlam. And they all do. The Rosh does, and etc. So that can't be the Mahalat. So he says, you're forced to say, even in a situation of Shem and Eichlim, which are ordered together, each one negatively impacts the other one. And it's fair to say, even in the case of Shem and Eichlim, there is a chesaron in your peanuts because of your cashews. And therefore, when I take away the cashews, I'm doing a tikkun in the peanuts. And therefore, it's not kol malachah and tikkun legufa, even according to, even in the case of Shem and Eichlim. Okay. That's out. But he makes a hanocha to answer his kasha, both by oichel himselves and by shtemen oichlim, that the ikur of the malacha is not the mice of taking it away. The ikur of the malacha is the tikkun that you're doing and the item that you want. So you can do that. He's not mazal oichel mitzvah pselus. It's mutter. It just says he's doing mazal wipe pselus mitzvah oichel. It's called the valable malach. Good.
Why do the bear losses teretz lufitaisus? Why do you have to tell me about the negative feedback? I don't want it. It's called pselus.
I'm not following.
The cashews and the peanuts are shared to each other.
Right.
So you're accomplishing the masaka the terrorists, right? Why do you need to say that? Why don't you just say the fetus is the thing I don't want, the cashews, is considered psilis. And by removing them, I'm the sake the terrorists because the thing I don't want is gone. Because places hold the thing you don't want as a dim psilis. They might as well be rocks. Why does it come on to the fact that they invent each other negatively? Why can't we look at the cashews as rocks? If places holds the thing I don't want, it's already called psilis.
I'm not sure how. I'm not sure where we're disagreeing.
No. Shmuel Yaakov gave a teretz. That's the problem. Right. Shnei mina oichlim. The problem is I'm not being sakin anything. Two oichlim in front of me. Right. They're fine. So the teretz is that because of the negative impact on each other, they taste fit right together. There's something up with them, right?
No. So therefore, the one I want is called the oichlim. The one I don't want is the psilis.
Shmuel Yaakov is saying pretty much the same.
No, Shmuel Yaakov doesn't say teretz. Shmuel Yaakov by Shmuel, the Allah himself. Yeah, he's saying teretz.
He's saying teretz. Very thin the signs of me is because they might be on the end.
I'm not sure. Okay. Now, the point number one, point number two, we'll tie the two points together. Right now, it's a freestanding point. Beer Lacha in before. In Sif Aleph, in the Maskal Hoya Lefanov, he brings the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim Betzim is over here in the Rosh Yosef. And Toysus. Toysus Hoya Lefanov. So he grapples with Toysus, comes along and says that if I have too many Eichlim together, so where's the Burr? They're both Eichlim. So Toysus says it's called Burr because the one that I want is called Eichlim, the one I don't want is called Psalus. So the Prima Gadim is Masupik, and the Rosh Yosef is Prima Gadim. Rosh Yosef is Masupik, so what would be in a situation where I don't want either of them? I want to sort them for later usage, and I want to use both. So, right, I'm sitting now, I finished my second Suda, I'm setting up Rosh Hashudas, and I want to set up Rosh Hashudas, and right now I have a Teruvus of different, of too many Oichlim, and I want to put them out, that this one over here and that one over there looks very nice. It's not Lauter, it's for many hours later. Right, but the Kurdish is no Oichel, there's no Psalus. So Kurdish tells us that the aside of Breir Shemini Oichelim is because there's an Oichel, there's a Psalus. So how can you be Chayiv in that case? Or how can you be Yenisra in that case? What's the Malachim being involved? So the Rosh Yosef over here says, according to Tosis, Erechanami, according to Tosis, there's no Oichel Breir in that case. So it means any situation where the Malach is sorting. So if my kids, played they had a play date, they played on the floor, and there's a combination of Legos and Lincoln logs, and what do they call this? Lincoln logs, right? And all the stuff mixed up together, but whatever, right? Okay, and now I want to put them away, each one in its container. So there's no service. So according to the Tosis, it's mutter. Is that the Bir Halacha? No. Even though according to Tosis, it's mutter. It's Maduik and the Rambam, not like that. So the Bir Halacha, at the beginning of the Siman, Dimaskal Bar Min. He brings in the Prima Gadim Mistafik, I'll say again, the same Prima Gadim he quotes and later on. Well, look here, the Mashiach Loshan Aram, he's been dyke in the Ram, and the Iker Chiyuva, who Machlis Shabera Min Mi Min, why Mashiach Savna Lot, Lakamanoid, be Gagoyin Zeh. Right? So the Ram, he understands the Ram, the Iker Malacha, I had a Ram here before, is the act of being Barra Min Mi Min. So the Yisrael Malacha is the act of being Mafra 2 minutes. See, even if I can tell you, there's no Oichel, there's no Psalus. I have terubas of 2 minim, which they're equal. There's no oichel, there's no psalus. Without tesis and sword, but the act that I'm going to take away and be mafrid and sort 2 minim, that's the ikar malacha. Okay, now that lashon, the deacon of lashon over there is interesting because the Mr. Mishabur's lashon is ikar hamalacha, ikar chiyuva who. I don't know what Iker Chiyuva means. He means in general the Malacha is like that. So he understands that the Rambam's Nakud over here is the act of being Mimbara Min Mi Min. Pashas, once that's true, that the Malacha is the acting of our Min Mi Min, right? So I don't have to tie up the Yisod of the Malacha is a Tikkun, because there's no Tikkun over here. There wasn't the problem. There wasn't that there was a problem of that the Psarlis undermines the Oichel. The Malacha is the act of separating two things. Right. So, Pashas, according to the Rambam, I don't need the soya, which that what is what he's saying, that the board of Tosis is irrelevant. Even though there's no Eichel, there's no Psarlis, the Malacha is the acting of Avara Min Min Min. I'm going to assume that Malacha is now the Malacha, whether that's true, whether it's Eichel and Psarlis or Eichel and Eichel. That's the Malacha. You could still ask me then, okay, but that's true, that's the Malacha, but I'm doing the Maisa Malacha in the Psarlis when they take themselves out of the Eichel. Why am I Chayiv? So it doesn't bother me the fact that you're doing the Maisa Malacha in the one that you don't want. Now, the definition of Shenisil Gufa, let's assume for now that's called Shenisil Gufa. Maybe that's debatable. Right? But assuming that it is, but that doesn't bother me in the Rambam. Okay. Yeah, you with me? It's a tikkun. It's not. I don't have to say it's a tikkun on the remaining thing. I don't have to say the word that the Yeshua's Yaakov is saying and the Bir Loch is saying is that the Oichel is sitting over here in some way negatively impacted by the fact that there's something else with it. So and the Taruvus is better than one unit. So I'm doing a Maisa in the Taruvus, even though I'm physically removing this, I'm doing a Maisa in the Taruvus, and there's a Tikkun in the Taruvus. Right? That's the man is called Malachos Tikkun Leguva because I'm doing the Maisa in the Taruvus. Right?
I'm making a Tikkun in the
Taruvus,
i.e. separating it,
isn't
Tikkun,
because now
each one
is independent. Right, we come from the Yeshua Yaakov, that only is true if there's something wrong with the item which is remaining. Well, since I look at it as a Taruvus, there's something wrong with it, so now I did a Tikkun. Zot the Prima Gadim. Zot the Bir Loch, okay. Even in case of Shemit or Eichlum, I can say that, because one of them is like absurdless.
Okay, now that idea, so...
Comes the Rosh Yosef and says, if I want both of them, there's no absurdless.
In the case of Taruvus,
we
didn't want to eat one later.
I want to eat both later.
Yeah, I think the case that Tais was saying, there's an Eichlein of Silas. What's that case?
The case is that I want one, I don't want the other. I might want it for later on, but I'm not doing that malacha. That's machala, my kavana for my malacha. My kavana right now is I need X and not Y. But I'm not separating out in order to have Y for later on. I'm separating out in order to have X for now. That's the prima. That's what we're assuming in Tesis.
And the tikkun is that Y.
So the beer law is saying the tikkun is I have my Y available to eat.
What difference does it make if it's available to eat now or available to eat later?
No, that's not the problem. The problem is not that I have a tikkun for Y to eat. The problem is I have to start with that there was a problem.
So what was the problem? The problem was I don't have Y available to eat. I want Y independently available to eat.
But so you could argue that the Rosh Yosef's Hanukkah is debatable, right? What's interesting, the Bir Halacha does not come along and say, I disagree with him, it's called a psarlich. The Bir Halacha's board is, the Rambam says, the Malacha is the act of being Mavar Min for Min.
For the Rambam, within Tesis, I don't hear a Halacha right now wanting to take X from Y or wanting to separate X from Y from later. I'm not hearing the Halacha. In both cases, the Tikkun is that now Y is independent.
We're not arguing this in Tikkun. The problem is, it's Malacha's in the Tikkun Lagufa.
And as much as there's a tikkun, it's not a malacha. It would be a malacha shetuyos legufa, correct? And as much as there is a tikkun, it would be a malacha shetuyos legufa.
No. I could only come along and say, if I looked at the teruvis as one unit and say there's something wrong in this teruvis, then I could argue that when I do this act of removing it, I've done a tikkun. Right? But I don't look at this as a chesaron. So that's what Yaakov said. That's not a chesaron. All that is a chesaron.
Okay, so
according to
the Bir Halacha, that it is a chesaron.
Right.
What difference would it make if you're separating it for now to take Y from X now, or you want to set up to have Y and X later?
I think you're overlapping Malachas and a Sukh Lagufa, which is one issue, to a totally different issue. Right? We're grappling with a new problem. Right? Let's define the Malacha. Tess came along and said that the Malacha is because I call one of them absurd. Right? So you're saying, no, the Ikut is that I'm having two things to use. So I don't even need to call them service for that purpose.
No, I'm saying that Ikur is a tikkun.
Again, no, stop. But Tais didn't say that. Tais's goal was a tikkun. You're telling me to Ramba. I am accomplishing, I have two things to use later on. That sort of, to me, you're saying the Malacha is Brer Min Min Min. Right now they're mixed together. I can't use them as such. And now they're available to use later on. So why does Tesis call one upsilus for that purpose?
So according to Tesis, what makes it upsilus? What about it is upsilus? What makes it upsilus relative to what you're taking? What makes it upsilus?
You don't want it.
You don't want it for good? That's the definition?
You don't want it now.
You don't want it together with the other thing now.
No, why can't each one be considered upsilus like after the other
side?
Why do you have to redefine barrier as separating the two? Why can't you just look at each one as upsilus like after the other one?
Again, stop. Let's go back a step. Why do I need to define each one of the psalms to be the other one?
If you assume that bayer means that you're reading the ayichel of the psalms, you're reading the terms of the psalms. That's what the definition of bayer is.
So why can't I call it a tikkun? Because I have two things mixed and I separate them. That's called tikkun. That's what the Rambam says. Why do I have to call one a psalms? What's driving me to call it a psalms?
That's just a way to explain it. It's just a way to.
I don't know what that means. It's just a way to explain it. What do I need it for?
The purpose is that when you read the Rambam, you don't necessarily know that there has to be a tikkun. You don't know tikkun in the Rambam. How do I say tikkun? Tikkun means eichel from psalus is a way of saying tikkun.
Stop. I'm not helping hichel tikkun right now. I wonder what the malacha is.
But the
malacha is not. I don't know the malacha is tikkun. That's the Bir Halacha came to tell me the Malacha is tikkun. The Rambam says the Malacha is not tikkun. The Malacha has to separate two things. It has to be. There's a calculus part. There's not a calculus. It's not something bad about it. I'm not creating a new Malacha. Stop. Every one of Hilchos Shabbos requires that it should be a tikkun and not a kilkun. We're not trying to figure that out. We understand that. Of course, we're trying to find what the Malacha is. So the Bir Halacha says the Malacha is the act of fixing this, making it usable. The Rambam said that's not the Malacha. The Malacha is separating two things. That's the Malacha. I need to add another. By the way, they're bad. It's the difference. It's called a tikkun. Of course it's called a tikkun. I know it's a tikkun. I don't need anybody telling me it's a tikkun. So the Bir Halacha's kiddush over here is that the malacha is the act of tikkun. Before I get to the bir halacha, bar is separated two things. Cooking is cooking. You know, if you cook something and it burns, it's not a tikkun. If you come in and it doesn't burn, it is a tikkun. I don't need tikkun as a definition of the malacha. The bir halacha's kiddush over here is that I'm doing a ma'isa malacha, something which I don't want. So why am I chayyim? The answer is that's not the malacha. The malacha is the act of tikkun. So the Rambam says I don't have to define it like that. I never got to that step.
It's in the Bir HaLacha, not in the Rambam. I'm not getting what's the
Chilek
between. Why is there a
Chilek? Let's go back. What's the Yeshua's Yaakov? Where's the Chilek in the Yeshua's Yaakov in the Shabur? He couldn't think of a Shabur's Teretz. He wasn't an Amoritz.
Okay, so I'm not sure.
Right? He says yes. This the Kura, the Kol, that it's a Tikkun Noichol. It's not enough. Yes, I accomplish something positive. That's not what we're discussing. I have positive use. And I have two things available. That's not what we're discussing. I have something which is unusable and making it usable. That's the malacha. That's not true. It is usable. So you're saying it's yeah, partial. I don't know why it's partial. So Yaakov couldn't think of it even. Right? Comes the Bir HaLacha. The Bir HaLacha says, yes, I can say that. Zot HaRosh Yoshev said, 1 second. In a case where I don't want something, I can argue that. But I want both of them. You can't argue that. Yes, it's a positive accomplishment, but it's not called that you created a level that this is unusable and therefore it's called Tikkun. That's not the malacha. That's the Bir HaLacha. That's the problem.
But there's nothing for Rosh Yosef understands the Bir HaLacha in a case where you want why now. Why does he understand that? How does he understand that, but not understand when you want to separate them both later? That Philip, I don't understand.
Hold it, okay?
Just look at the Rambam really quick. So, Rebbe's saying, since the Rambam holds that the whole Malacha is just separating two meat and mouth.
Right.
So, mainly, you grab the chicken bones, because you're not doing it for the purpose of chicken bone. Really, what
right.
you need is the.
Right.
Why can't you also view it that even though the Malacha is separating it out, the Maisa needs the Terebis to have separation in the first place? When
right.
you interact with a chicken bone, the Mela,
stop. You know, we're all chacham, and we know the basic Bir HaLacha is teretz, right? The shoes Yaakov's teretz. What do the shoes Yaakov think in the havim? He didn't know you needed a teruvah. You know you needed a teruvah. Everybody knows you needed a teruvah. Without a teruvah, it's not burr. I have one item there, one item there. It's not called burr.
He felt it wasn't called sufficient tikkun without having
multiple. Again, the goal over here is not. Again, we're not discussing Makalko versus tikkun. That's not the question.
Right.
We're not discussing the general rule and all what lamates malachas I need. Shia Masak and not a Makalka. We're not discussing that.
Right.
We're discussing what is the malacha. Right? So the Rishu Yaakov said the malacha is the act of separating. The malacha isn't the tikkun that I accomplish. Right? So he said that's the malacha, so it's a malacha, it's a lagufa. I'm doing a ma'isa malacha and I'm separating. But I don't want, but I'm separating, I don't want. That's just kasha.
How long is that for?
So the Rambam says, yeah, the malacha is separating and that's fine because the malacha is lagufa is chayiv. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying a Christian solution. I don't need the mechanic. My point is that the Bir HaLacha is teretz. The Yeshua is teretz. It's a kiddush. It's not poshut. Everything. Oh yeah, that's the malacha. Behecha takes it. That's the malacha. The Rambam said the malacha is taking two things and separating them. That's the malacha. So the no, that's not the malacha. The malacha is the fact that I have something which is unusable. I'm making it usable. That's the malacha. Behecha takes it. The malacha is separating. Of course, it has to be in a way which is positive. That's what I'm saying. The point over here is a kiddush. How far do you take the kiddush? Right? That's it. Right? Okay.
There's an alarm.
Okay. I got scared it, yeah. Okay, now. Stop looking at the sukkah. Right. Tosfos comes along and he starts in the Gemara Shem and Rosh. Right. Tosfos comes along and says, "Yeah, no problem, because you can call the one that you want an oracle, one you don't want an observer." Rosh doesn't have that gusim. Now, Rashi's not arguing that didn't, because that's the phrase, the price which our Girsa in the Gemara later on has the Girsa of Hayul Fan of Shem and Erechlin, beer of Achel, the Morse of Shechai. So Rashi's not arguing that didn't. So what's bothering Rashi to be Girsa in the first piece of Gemara? Number one. Number two, where Rashi learns the Gemara asked the Kasha from the first price to the second price. So what gave you a right to ask him the Bryce is talking about Uncle Mselus, the thing, right? According to Rashi, the Bryce is talking about the Bryce, Uncle Mselus. We're asking the Bryce of Uncle and Uncle. The Hekatesh, you can ask for a Bryce of Uncle Mselus, the Bryce of Uncle and Uncle. Terrence, the words in front of the Rabbim is the Tanakash. Because there's no difference between Uncle Mselus and Uncle and Uncle. They're both the same halacha. Right? But on the other hand, they're both the same halacha. But on the other hand, Tyson also learns they're both the same halacha because they're both Eichel and Silas. The truth of Rashi says, I'm not into that. I can't call Eichel, I mean Eichel and Silas. So the more later on is Machach between Eichel and Silas and Silas and Eichel, right? That I can't call it Silas. So You don't write the tight up. There's a difference in Bar Eichel mitoch Eichel, Eichel mitoch Pselus, and Pselus mitoch Eichel with both Eichelim. Right. So that's not the Nakud of the Brice. That's the Pshut of Rashi. Right. If you learn Rashi, it wasn't Garis. So what's the worst kasha later on? The answer is Eichel and Eichel themselves are the same Malach. The Malach is back to separating. You're going to have the problem of it's Malach and it's Laguf according to Rashi. Right, that's what's going to come out. So Moshe Chaim told me today, Chassam Sofer said, no. Rashi can agree to the din of Eichelim service, to Tosis. But when a person goes to the Teruvus of two Eichelim, he takes out the one that he doesn't want. That Maisa Tebeya, that's a Psalmist. He actively took it and put it away. So he said, I don't want this. When he takes Eichel, he takes the one that he wants. You can't call it Eichel with Tepsolus. Because Mehechel takes the other one as Tepsolus. The fact that I'm not taking it now, it's not, that's it, it's an Eichel. So you're saying, well, but you're making it into Tepsolus. How are you making the psalus? Because you don't want it. So Bishlam, when you take it and you throw it away, you send it away, you're actively making it into psalus. Over here, you're not doing that. You're just leaving it there. So Mehechadeh is into psalus. So it doesn't have a shame, Oichel mitop psalus. So the more is Nusim, the more is Mechalti, the Oichel mitop psalus, themselves mitop Oichel. Yes, when you take the psalus, the Oichel is a true statement. It's called psalus. Tosis's word would be true then, Rashi holds, as he's suggesting in Rashi. But you cannot refer to other cases as Eichel Mitoch Pselus, because it's not a Pselus. That's me suggesting why Rashi, but Rashi agrees to Tosis, so then you could learn, you know, like the Bir Lacha, that when you have a Teruvus and you take the Pselus, the Eichel, it's not a problem, and it's a Laguva, because that now, since it was Nikva, it's a Pselus, it made the Teruvus was Chaser, and now it's called a Tikkun when you take it out. Okay. In the Rambam, Bar Shimon Eichlim, which the Rambam creates, the Yisod HaMalacha is Bar Min Min Min. So from that, the Bir Halacha creates this halacha that there's an issue of sorting. Beyond the issue of selecting, there's an issue of sorting. Right? So Bar is selecting, and there's another issue of sorting something. So over here, right now I'm sitting by my table and I want to pick what I want, what I don't want, etc. Over here I'm not doing anything. It's after the Kiddush, and there's chocolate cake and there's white cake. So instead of leaving it as a big mess, I take them out and I put all the white cakes in one tray and all the chocolate cakes in another tray. Right? So according to the Rambam, that's a malacha of the rice. According to Rosh Yoshim, he's not sure that's a malacha of the cloud. Right? Because I have nothing against chocolate cake, but against white cake. I'm just sorting two different things. Right? So the Iletel comes along. It suggests that that's a tolda. It's a tolda. still used to my old version. There's not so many pages in between. This is Ois Ches. Okay, so he learns that beer is Shemini Oichlim is not the Av. The Av is Oichlim Solis. That's the truth of the case. And Oichlim Etoch Oichl is a Tolder. Now, the way we're understanding the Rambam, that where the Mishavura seems to say Ikhi was the Brerus Min, the Shkarish Minochel to Noichel and Absolus and Noichel and Noichel. To say one's an Av, one's a Tolder. The way the Mishavura is understanding the Ikhi Yuva is Mishum, that Maisa Brerus Min, that's not true that it's a Tolder. It should be Pasha, it should be the Av.
So you're not going in the Rambam,
so if you like Tosis, that my machshava, what I don't want, is kaveil one's absurdus. So whatever that kiddush is, l'chara the bite should be an av, it should be an av, not a tolder, right? Okay, so what's kaveh something whether something's an av or a tolda? So there's a bir halacha. Excuse me. There's a maga mishnah beginning in Perek Aleph that he says that every malacha has in it the tzuras of malacha the way it was done in the Mishkan and the kavanah what was done for in the Mishkan. If I change one of the two, either the Tzuras HaMalacha but the same Kavanah, or the same Tzuras HaMalacha without the same Kavanah, either one of those, that makes it into a Tolda, not a Nav. That's his definition of a Tolda. Pashas, he's arguing over here that we could argue over here that the Tzuras HaMalacha is different, but the result is the same, according to the Tosafot. The result is I've done a Tikkun, but the Tzuras HaMalacha is different in the sense as opposed to taking something which I'm going to discard, like you said, I'm taking something which I'm not going to discard. So, according to Tosafot, you would say the getter of the worm is the Tzuras HaMalacha is different, but the Kavanah is the same. I'm creating a Tikkun. You could argue according to Tosafot. But according, the way the Bir Halacha is saying the Rambam, the Yisod of the Malacha was Brevis Min Mimin. The Nekudah to say that the Tzuras of Malacha in the Mishkan was Oichel Amsar is really not, that never was Nikvah as the Iker Geter HaMalacha. So, Pashas, that would be true according to the Rambam, which should be a Nav. But according to the Tosafot, you could hear that's a Tolda.
If it's a Tolda, why did he need the Mechadash and Svarah of calling the other one out?
No, so say. Well, you need one of two things. You need either that. You need one of two things. Either you need that the Tzuras HaMalacha is the same, but the Kavanah is different, or the Kavanah is the same and the Tzuras HaMalacha is different. The way I'm understanding with Tosis is that Tosis holds the Tzuras HaMalacha is not different, because here I'm not taking something which is. I'm not discarding the other thing. I'm not throwing it out. I'm using it eventually. But the Kavanah is the same. I need a Tikkun in my Oichel. Right. Okay.
According to that getter, Tosis' understanding of Machshin Sheikh Leguf is what then?
What in general, Machshin Sheikh Leguf? Or
would that be called a Tolda?
According to the Maga Mishnah, you see, that's the Tamakash. According to the Maga Mishnah, that if I could I could do the same source of Malacha for a different Kavanah, does it apply Machshin Sheikh Leguf? Right? So I told you I'm not going to get into Machshin Sheikh Leguf right now, but that's debatable. But, Rashi says Rashi and Sadi Hey, Machshin Sheikh Leguf means the act of being Masalik something. You can have cases where I'm doing the same source of Malacha, not for the same Kavanah, but I'm not doing Siluk. Right? So this comes along and says it has to be done with the ones of the Mishkan. That's very not clear what that how Demeter the Mishkan is called Demeter the Mishkan. So the purpose. I'll just give you one example. Let's say Kriya Manas Litvur, the Mishkan, all the cases of Kriya Manas Litvur. The purpose of the Kriya and the Mishkan was that if they would put together the different parts of the ureas, it didn't go together well, they would have to tear it apart to sew it back together again. So every case of Kriya was Amanas Litvur. Let's say I have a Kriya which is not Amanas Litvur, but it's a Tikkun. Right? The Bir Lacha talks about in Shin Mem. None of you remember any aerograms. Two aerograms. Okay, I'm dating myself. There used to be a letter that you would send. You'd write a letter. It was very thin paper, so they'd send an aerogram. They'd send it cheaper. And after you would write it, you would fold it up on itself. And it would glue itself together. And you'd unglue it and read it. So the real letter talks about if I tear open an envelope to get what's inside, it's a tikkun. It's not a tikkun because the envelope has becomes the ma'aseh melacha is in the envelope. The tikkun is getting the thing inside. That's what the gufo says. But if the item itself is glued to itself when I tear it open, the tikkun is an item that I'm doing it in. So that's melacha shechel gufo. It's not amanas litvur, right? So the melacha comes out that case is guy. It's not melacha. It's melacha shechel gufo. I'm doing the kriya because I want the kriya in this thing. I'm not doing it for something else. But it's not exactly what Surah Samalach in the Mishkan. It's hard to be conveyed according to Jesus. Okay. One Lakuta. Second Lakuta over here is the Gemara brings this Brisa, which brings some case which is Mutter. The Gemara has five Mahalchim to be mounted why it's Mutter. We have Ula's Heter of Yom, we have Rechis's Heter of Pachas Mikashir, Rabbi Yosef's Heter of Biyad, Rav Nuna's Heter of Oichel Metapsolis, and Abaya's Heter of Lialti. The question is, what is the Yisoid of these Heter? Rashi's Lashon Rashi's Lashon is the Yisoid of the Heter is some form of a Kalach Yad. It's not doing it derech barim. You're not doing it the normal way you do breira. So the point that even though normally something is done with a shinug is part of a loser, but in certain cases we're so mashulodik that they're mutter the chachila. Right. So that's the set of the hat. Now, Tosis introduces in Rav Chista's pshat. Tosis introduces pachas mekashir. The sword is derech chachila. Is Tosis arguing with Rashi? Rashi does not discuss the sword of the heter of Pachas Mikashir. Rashi does not touch on the Bechlal, what the sword over there is. And Tosis does not reiterate his Derech Achila heter and anything else. Right? So you could argue that when I discuss the heter of Biyad, the Derech Breir is Bechli, not Biyad. That the Derech Breir is Pshat of Tachachal, he did Achim Tachachal. Derech Breir is Baral Oitzer, which we'll have to get to, right? And I'm doing it for Achila, that's Mutter, that's Lal, there's Mutter. So that's not Derech Breira. What's not Derech Breira? What's Kalach Yad of Pachas Mikashir? There's no Kalach Yad of Pachas Mikashir. So Tais came along and said, that's a different swar, that's the swar of Derech Achila. But I don't need to be Mechadish the swar of Derech Achila to be Masber why Biyad is not a problem. Biyad is not a problem because it's Kalach Yad. The standard way to do breira is with a kli. But when I get to the case of Pachas Mikashir, that's not abnormal. So what's the sword? It's a sword of Derech Achila. The Ramban over here suggests, also over here he says the word of Derech Achila. And he says that Derech Achila is mutter. He has the ears of Rabba, not Rav Chista. Right? It says Rabba holds that just like when a person is eating and he has something in his hand and he's eating it, he can take the pshelis from the oichel because that's a chila. So who adin pachas mikashir? Rabba holds something similar. Now we will get to. There's a bir halacha about this, and there's a kavachayim about this. Is there a heter b'shas achila mamish of taking pshelis with oichel? So there's this heter of Derech Achila. Just to to be, excuse the pun, to be matamid a little bit, right? What's the Surah of Dechachil? That's where we have a problem. The Gemara introduces some type of a heter over here in Barer of these types of heterim of Alter, Biyad, whatever it is. The Gemara never sets any such Surah like Teuchen. But there's a Rashi who creates a heter of Teuchen of La'alter. He says, where's the Rashi coming from? Because we have a basic problem. Every time you choose something, you're being Teuchen. And every time you eat something, you're being burned. You know, you put food into your mouth. Some of the food is what you want, some of what you don't want. Some of it you spit out, and that's what achil is, right? And achil is always teichen. So we're going to have to draw the line somewhere and say, the Torah didn't ask us eating on Shabbos. That we know that, right? We're supposed to eat on Shabbos, right? So you'll have to make your sheets of behemta. The Mor says that you'll have to have the behemah can't do malach on Shabbos. You'll have to let it graze and eat. The Torah didn't ask Shabbos for behema that should be in a state of tsar. They can't eat anything the whole Shabbos. So Kalvah Karma, I think, for Bnei Adam. We're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Okay, so I is Teichen, I is Barer. So it must be at some point, it's not what the Torah meant Barer, not meant Teichen. So Kuli Amalur Pligi, if I have food in my mouth and some of it is something which I don't want, I put a watermelon into my mouth and there's seeds, I can see the seeds are. It's spelled with Teichel. That's not Barer. Okay, what about if it's in my hand? Right? Is that part of my sechil already? Or no, that's burr. That's not my sechil. That's still burr. So the Birlacher brings mechlokes, and Siddalad brings mechlokes between the Birka Yosef brings mechlokes between the Maria Bulefia and the Mari Tatz. Maria Bulefia says it's mutter, and the Mari Tatz says it's osir. And the Birlacher says, it's a mechlokes, and Betzim it's before in the Ramban, like this case. Now, how do you know the Ramban's case is talking about it's in your hand? Maybe the case is talking about it's in your mouth. Not very clear in the Lashon Ramban. You saw Lashon Ramban?
Yeah.
Is it clear? No. So I'll tell you why it's clear. All right?
You didn't say death is kima kima. You didn't remember that time, didn't you? Chew.
Stop. So we're being masber in the Havamina. Why Rabba holds when I take a little bit and I'm burr it? Not la'alter. Pachal mikashir is mutter. Nothing with la'alter. Nothing with la'alter. Nothing with anything. That's mutter, because that's called derech achila. Okay, so you're telling me maybe the Ramban is only matter once it's in your mouth, but in your hand it's osir. So in your hand it's osir, but I do it 3 hours beforehand. Mm-hmm. Possible kashir is mutter? Impossible. All right. So clearly you're saying the same way you understand that it's in my hand, mamish, I'm ready to eat it. That I'm allowed to take out the pesulos from the oichel. So who I did? That Rabba holds. Even if I do it not in that point, I do it earlier, and it's not the altar, and even pesulos with oichel. But since it's such a small amount, which the derech is, it's usually just for the purposes of achila, that's part of the ma'aseh achila and it's mutter. That's its pshat. It cannot mean it's only matter in the mouth. That's impossible.
Right, so the Makshin says back to him, all berries
is... Right, so then Rabbi Yosef says back, no, every person's a berry is little by little by little. So just because you stopped, why should them come all the mafreya mutter? Okay, fine. So the Ramban has a heter derech achila, but again, the Ramban says the heter derech achila, so far he says the heter derech achila, in the case of Pachal Mikashir. Now, Pardel and Tosis also says the Chachil and Pachal Mikashir. That does not mean he learns the heter of all these other Teherim are built on the Chachil. We're agreeing, everybody agrees that there is a heter there Chachil because we were allowed to eat. Right? And the question is, how far do you move that back? Right? The Ramban himself does move Der Chachil back and he does learn later on the heter Achim Atop Serlis is Der Chachil. What? I'm sorry. I'm not here for a cent. What?
It's almost if you buy something that's not food.
Would you have a heter, a derech achila?
Yeah.
Let's assume that once you have the heter, derech achila, the heter is derech tashmish. Right? So if you learn the heter of l'alter, it's derech tashmish. Right? So I come in for davening Shabbos morning, and my the swarm shelves are tarubis. In the yeshiva, probably sometimes, right? And I want to take a chumash for lenin. The chumash looks very similar to the siddur. I can't really automatically see the difference between the two of them. So a lot of places hold that's a terubis. It's not for me to use. I'm not going to use the chumash till an hour from now. Right? But let's say I want to go get it for me to use it. That's very nice, but I you know, the hetel out is there, the chil is not there. I'm not eating the chumash. That means there are tashmish, right? You know, what would be called? So we're going to extend the heter to be on that. I just want to finish up this thought. Tosfos in the Mechal between the when the Oichel is Merubah, the Oichel, and the Pselus is Merubah. The Ramban understands in Tosfos that it should come out in a case where the Oichel is Merubah, that there's a heter to take Pselus Matach Oichel. At least at the Raisa level, because that's not their prayer. When the case where the Oichel is Merubah, I'm sorry, in the case where the Pselus is Merubah, right, so in the case of the Pselus is Merubah, so the Derech is to take the Oichel, because that's the Miut. Assuming that's the less Tircha, and that's the normal thing to take out, would be the Oichel. Right? So Tosfos tells me that in that case, taking the Oichel with the Pselus is going to be Chayiv, and Pselus with the Oichel is not going to be Chayiv, in the Raisa level. Right? The Ramban says, one second, the whole Hetiv is their Chachila, so it's never shy that the Heter is going to be taking the Pselus out of the Oichel. Because, you know, that's not their Chachila. Their Chachila is I take the item that I want, and I take it to me, and I eat it. Right? So, and also the Kula, even if the case where, the, even in a scenario where the Pselus is Merubah, you can't tell me taking the Oichel is called Malacha. Right? Even though that's normal, but I'm doing it, but Tara's Achila, so it's going to be mutter. So he learns in Tosfos, Pashan Tosfos is not approaching the Heter as Derech Achila. So the fact that Tosfos is a Derech Achila earlier is Bechlal not a Raya, how he learns the cases later on. That's what I want to point out. The Ramban does apply in the scenarios later on. Now, last point over here, but you see from the Ramban earlier, here he says that in a case when I take the oichel from the Pselus, you cannot call that Derech Malacha. And the hapif, when I take the pselus out of the oichel, you can't call derech achila. I mean, the Ramban himself earlier said the case of holding the thing in my hand and taking the bones out of the fish before I put it in my mouth is called derech achila, like the beer locha pointed out. So what does he mean? So the answer is there's a derech achila b'shas ma'isa mamish, which would bring matu pselus b'tach oichel, and our Gemara is saying derech achila oichel b'tach pselus. So the difference between the Heter of Mamish Vashas Achilo and earlier on. So this Oichel B'Tavzalus is a case of where we're talking about not Mamish in your hand, and that's the more differentiation between Pselus B'Tavzalus and B'Tavzalus. The Rabban himself said, I'll give you a case where Pselus B'Tavzalus is Mutter, that's Vashas Achilo Mamish. So we're differentiating between Vashas Achilo Mamish, and then we're extending the Heter to earlier, and that the more says, yeah, that's part of the process of Achilo, is you get the food to bring it to you. That's a step earlier, but that you must be Oisik in the Oichel, not in the Pselus. B'shas Achilo Mamish, the Rabban is saying it had to even Pselus B'tach Oichel. So you have to make this differentiation between the Gemara. I don't need, forget about the Rabban. The Rabban tells me something is Mutter Kederach Achilo, the Gemara is telling me that it's Oser. Right? The Teretz is the difference between B'shas Achilo Mamish, but the Lomdus, according to the Rabban, is still an extension of the concept of Derech Achilo. Parashas Tosfos will learn. Like we're doing a rabbi, we don't accept rabbi. Right? So, I might agree to the that concept of heter b'shas achila mamish, but mehekatei say doing it earlier is called derech achila. So that's a heter of Rashi says of shinui. So the we'll see when we get to mishabura. The mishabura is maz, but the heter is because derech achila. That's told the chorus told him because of sharna. So then, just to play it out, Lamaisa, so Derech Achila is also a heter Derech Tashmish. But Shinoi is going to be, given the same Shinoi, is going to be more challenging. So the place to deal with, okay, I'm going out, my wife is going out to the park to spend 3 hours with the kids. Right? So she can go to the freezer and take things out of the freezer to give to the kids. She's not coming back home. So the only chance she has to get the food that she needs is now. She's not going to use it right away. She's going to feed them. She's going to give them a snack 2 hours from now. It's not immediate use. Or my neighbor comes in, they need something from, they don't need a challah. Have a challah in my freezer. My freezer is at the roofies. All right? So, but he's not using it for this. He needs some shoshuzes. But I'm doing the act of giving to him now. Right? So there's a lot of cases where you have this questionable definition of the outer. So the heter is derech achila. Right? So one heter is good. I'm doing the mitzvah of hachnosas archim or chesed by giving it to him. I'm doing my mitzvah right now. Right, okay, that's one heter. Okay, fine. You know, that works maybe by the neighbor. It doesn't work by your kids. Maybe, I don't know. Cool. I'm doing a chesed of getting the food for my kids. Hard to argue that. I don't know. I'm not ready to argue that one. Right? So is it a shinui? Is it not a shinui? Is it der hechila? Not der hechila? I have to approach the whole sugya of the heter from two different angles. I just want to point that out. Okay, let's hold it here.